This is the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast presented by Hooters. 12 original Hooters locations in the greater Tampa Bay area. To find that Hooters location closest to you, visit originalhooters.com. For those of you listening to the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast outside the Tampa Bay area, just type Hooters into your search engine and I'm sure you will find the closest Hooters to you outside the Tampa Bay area. Hooters is a wonderful place for you to schedule your fantasy football draft. And for the second straight year, powered by Hooters and JoeBucksFan.com, the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast will have its own leagues with live drafts originating at two separate Hooters locations in the greater Tampa Bay area. More on that in just a moment. Again, Hooters, terrific spot to not only watch football during the football season, but to get everybody together for your fantasy football draft. Visit originalhooters.com for locations in the greater Tampa Bay area and find the appropriate website or just call the store nearest you for those of you around the United States or even around the world as it relates to organizing your friends for a fantasy draft at Hooters. As far as our first of two, we're doing two again, but we're only going to promote one at a time. Rather than letting you choose locations, we just decided this year we would promote one draft, do it, and then promote a second. So the first draft we are doing in conjunction with Hooters presenting sponsorship will be at the Hillsborough Avenue store just west of Dale Mabry, just as we did the first draft last year. The date of this draft is firm as of Wednesday, August 22nd. And the drafting will start promptly at 7 p.m., so you need to be there roughly by 6:30 p.m. Again, if you are interested in being a part of these live drafts and playing in these leagues with others who listen to the podcast, or against Ira Kaufman, Tampa Bay's Hall of Fame voter. He will be there again this year. Who else will be there? Well, Steve himself will be there from JoeBucksFan.com. Our defending champion from the Hooters on Hillsborough Avenue draft last year, Robert Wright, who now plays in a number of Todd Wright Tour golf events, will be there. And a number of you have already sent requests to me wanting to play in that league. Also, I decided this week, I don't want you waiting to hear where the second draft is going to be and when. So if you want to play in both, I have no problem with that. Again, I'm selecting the people at random if I need to in terms of capacity for each draft. But I've already sent out a few confirmations for the first draft at Hooters on Hillsborough Avenue, Wednesday evening, August 22nd. If you are interested in being there that night and drafting and playing in a free fantasy league with prizes for the champ provided by JoeBucksFan.com and Hooters, I just asked Robert Wright, who won that league last year at that Hooters. The prizes are pretty good. Send an email to ToddWrightFantasyFootball@gmail.com saying, hey, I'd like to be part of the fantasy draft at the Hooters on Hillsborough Avenue, August 22nd. You must be there in person. For those of you listening around the state of Florida or around the United States or around the country, sorry, this is not an online draft. This is not a Skype draft. This is not something you can do via computer or phone. This is a remote. We want to bring people into the restaurant that night. You physically have to attend. That's the way the sponsorship works. It's good for all parties. So if you can be there and you want to be there, send a request and then I will be drawing more names and contacting those who have been selected to participate as the days go on. You must send me a request just with your full name and your phone number. All right. Just with your full name and your phone number, ToddWrightFantasyFootball@gmail.com. Again, we're just booking spots right now for the first draft, which will be August 22nd, and we'll draft promptly at 7 p.m. If you can't get there by 7 p.m., don't request a spot, because that's when we're going to start drafting. We may have multiple leagues. We may have one big league. as we did last year, because there were some weather issues with people who decided not to risk it. Okay, that's fine. But there were a number of you emailing saying, well, I guess the draft is off tonight because my street is flooded. Well, no. No, I'm sorry you couldn't get to us, but the show does go on. And we had a full league last year for that particular draft. Again, ToddWrightFantasyFootball@gmail.com. Wednesday, August 22nd. You must be there no later than, you got to be ready to draft at 7 o'clock. So I would suggest being there at 6:30 p.m. on that night. Email me if you are interested in being a part of that draft night. Brooke will be there. Ty will be there. A couple of calendar girls. Our defending champ will be there. Ira Kaufman will be there. Steve from Joe Bucks Fan will be there. Who knows who else? All right, just let's go over some news and notes for this podcast posting on Monday. As I speak to you on Sunday night, a little after 10 p.m. Eastern time, and following the news of the Corey Coleman trade going from the Browns in exchange for an undisclosed pick in the 2019 NFL draft to the Buffalo Bills. This hurts optimism on Zay Jones. I and some others bought into that optimism last year. Granted, I did use a season-long pick on him. It was a dart throw near the end of my season-long draft. Never really hurt me. It just didn't work out. I tried him later, picking him up on waivers for 1 week. That didn't work out either. So now Zay Jones expected to slide down the depth chart, and Corey Coleman now moves into a Buffalo wide receiver two situation behind Kelvin Benjamin. Interesting that reading the report via RotoWorld and Adam Schefter verbatim, again, I'm talking to you at a little after 10 p.m. Eastern time. There's an expectation that the Browns are creating a spot for Dez Bryant. If Dez Bryant, in fact, does sign with the Cleveland Browns, then obviously he and Jarvis Landry are the top two wide receivers in Cleveland for Tyrod Taylor and eventually Sam Bradford. And we'll evaluate Dez Bryant and how you look at that once, if that move is made official. Other news, Saints releasing Brandon Coleman with the failed physical designation. This via Field Yates on Twitter. New Orleans did not tender him this offseason. There were some that were thinking he would make the 53-man roster, but still this move is somewhat of a surprise. Cameron Meredith looks like he will get the opportunities now in the slot. The interesting thing about Brandon Coleman last year was, and you know, when I talk about certain offenses and you want to have a piece of the action in high scoring offenses, and New Orleans certainly is one of those. Brandon Coleman was a guy who got red zone targets. Maybe frustrating. Maybe I don't imagine many of you own Brandon Coleman. Maybe you owned him as a cheap option in a DFS situation, but rather than, say, Michael Thomas finishing the job or Ted Ginn Jr. finishing the job or Alvin Kamara catching the ball out of the backfield or Mark Ingram getting a chance from 4 yards out, it was Brandon Coleman catching some balls in the red zone. And now out, Cameron Meredith, at this point, we view him as the guy, as the slot receiver. For the New Orleans Saints, and obviously the third round pick, Traquan Smith, also in the mix potentially as that slot receiver. I would expect, even though Coleman was released with the failed physical designation and the fact he was initially placed on the active PUP list with an undisclosed injury prior to camp, if the injury really isn't that serious, I would expect Coleman to have an opportunity to pop up somewhere else. Just because of his ability to get open in the red zone for Drew Brees. There's film of that. That was just last year on a talented New Orleans team, a team that might be looking for red zone targets and depth at the wide receiver position might take a chance on Brandon Coleman. Josh Gordon, still untouchable. as far as I'm concerned. Not reporting to Browns training camp by Tuesday. Cleveland Plain Dealer reporting that Gordon was, quote, getting closer to making his return. There's sort of a time frame here. If Gordon doesn't report by Tuesday, 30 days before the start of the regular season, he doesn't become eligible for restricted free agency until 2020. According to a report, the Browns have taken measures to ensure that Gordon won't be hurt by Tuesday's deadline. I don't think Josh Gordon needs to be worrying about 2020. I think as far as Josh Gordon is concerned, he needs to just worry about today and tomorrow. And apparently that's a lot of why he has been seeing a counselor while training on his own in Gainesville, Florida. At this point, you know, Josh Gordon did bubble up late last season as an option for you to claim on waivers. And it had a very low downside for you to claim him on waivers. But to draft him in a season-long league and invest anything more than one of those dart-throw late-round picks in him, especially with Jarvis Landry now in Cleveland, and amidst talk that Cleveland just moved Coleman to create room for Dez Bryant, you could see where there's some reluctance to make any sort of emotional investment or thinking on, yeah, this is going to be a year I really want to have Josh Gordon. So if you want to make that leap of faith on Gordon, you go right ahead. I wish Gordon well. I will not be using a season-long draft pick on him. Martavis Bryant, another player that I've stayed away from in recent years. Bryant on the move in the offseason from the Pittsburgh Steelers to the Silver and Black, and was called out recently by John Gruden. Gruden basically said that a lot of receivers had done some good things at camp, and Martavis Bryant was not one of them. Quote, he's got to master the offense and become more versatile, and that's the key to making this team better. Bryant just, there are some more suspension rumors around Bryant. That has followed him, and Bryant just strikes me as someone who doesn't want to work very hard, who feels he's God's gift to wide receivers and doesn't want to be accountable for his actions. So if you were thinking that different situation for Martavis Bryant would be good, with Cooper, Nelson, and Bryant, with David Carr having a bounce back year, I'd remove Bryant from the equation. Dolphins running back situation via Armando Salguero on Twitter. Via Roto-World, Kenyon Drake, Frank Gore listed as co-starters on the Dolphins' initial training camp depth chart. While some think this is somewhat of a surprise, I don't. Based on some of the news that had been coming out on Frank Gore and what the Dolphins feel he can still do, and the fact, if you remember, it just sort of felt like last year, Adam Gase has always wanted to limit the workload of Kenyon Drake. For whatever reason, Gase seems to want to do that. So, despite the good numbers from Drake last year, the presence of Gore, the pitch count, Drake no better than an RB2. And Frank Gore, I mean, you know what you're getting with Frank Gore, and probably a little less of a role in Miami than he had in Indianapolis. But he may get the goal line carries. At this point, you just monitor the situation. And I guess the positive of this is that if you're, you know, searching for an RB2 that can get you points, you can make the case that Drake or Gore could be valuable, because Drake is certainly capable and Gore may get the short yardage work. So they're both in play as an RB2, maybe better than some other RB2s where you're not really sure, or you're waiting to find out what their role is, and there's no defined role. You're waiting for an injury with the RB1. In Miami at this point, I think it's fair to say both Drake and Gore are going to play, and you can kind of see where this is headed. All right, so that pretty much does it for at least news within. Rex Burkhead being listed as the number one running back on the Patriots' first depth chart over the rookie from Georgia, who's battling a knee injury and may not be ready to go in week one. We saw the value of Burkhead middle part of last season as a red zone threat for New England's offense and for Tom Brady. James White is listed as the other starter at running back. Jeremy Hill, the former short yardage specialist. I don't want to call him a short yardage specialist, but a guy who, remember, 2 to 3 years ago, Jeremy Hill was getting more touches inside the 5 yard line than just about any running back in the National Football League. Mike Gillisley, amazingly, is still in New England. We haven't really heard his name at all since week one of last year. If Jeremy Hill works out, you would expect Gillisley is not going to be on the final roster in New England. James White seems to make more of an impact once you get closer to the playoffs. Burkhead, I would think, has some value as an RB1. How high of value? We've talked a lot about if you're the guy that drafts a wide receiver, Antonio Brown or somebody else, in round one, you might be fighting uphill with your second round pick, especially if it isn't early in round two. Would you want Rex Burkhead to be your RB1? I don't know if you want that, but he might be in play as someone, if he's the RB1 for the New England Patriots, he's more like an RB2, maybe 3, or a flex play for you, just because with New England's offense, other than Brady and other than Gronk, you don't really know how to play it. And even the wide receiver position, we're following very closely as we look ahead to the start of the season. If you want to use any season-long draft picks on any of the New England wide receivers and forecast them to be in your starting lineup. But for what it's worth, yeah, Burkhead has value. I wouldn't overdo it. But if you're in that need position where you have gone with a wide receiver early and you're trying to work your way back with some valuable running backs that you know are going to get touches in prolific offenses and they're going to get red zone touches, Rex Burkhead is probably one of those guys that has value to you. Again, the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast is presented by Hooters, 12 locations in the greater Tampa Bay area. Find the one closest to you at originalhooters.com. And remember, we are looking for owners for the first Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast Fantasy Draft, which will be held at the Hooters location in Tampa on Hillsborough Avenue, just west of Dale Mabry, Wednesday evening, August 22nd. I'm recommending you get there by 6:30. We will start the drafting promptly at 7 p.m. If you would like to be a part of that, you can send a request to be a part of that. Just because you email saying, yeah, I'm in, doesn't mean you're in. You're not in until I tell you you're in. Email ToddWrightFantasyFootball@gmail.com, ToddWrightFantasyFootball@gmail.com. If you're interested in being an owner in these free leagues powered by Hooters and JoeBucksFan.com and the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast on Wednesday night, August 22nd. And yes, you must be in the restaurant in person to draft in these leagues. That's why it's a remote, because we're getting a lot of podcast listeners together, bring them into the restaurant. We meet everybody. Hooters gets to fill some tables. I get to meet a lot of people. Some of you played last year. We'll have our defending champion, Robert Wright, playing in that night in one of the leagues as well. Again, Wednesday, August 22nd. If you'd like to play, send a request. I just need your full name and probably your phone number. ToddWrightFantasyFootball@gmail.com. Thanks for listening to this edition of the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast. A heads up, our new podcast, the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast Bucks Bulletin, will debut later this week. It will not replace this podcast, which will be twice weekly, presented by Hooters, the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast Bucks Bulletin. We'll not only talk about the Buccaneers on a week-to-week basis, but the matchup the Buccaneers have on a week-to-week basis and what you can exploit or who you might want to sit for fantasy purposes as it relates to that week's Buccaneer game. And that podcast is presented by my big Todd Wright Tour golf supporters at Brandon Legal Group. So be on the lookout for that new podcast coming up later this week. Thanks for listening. Talk to you soon.